Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Karen, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Karen.
All right, we've got $600 on the line. Here's how it's going to work. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door slams, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But you beat him, $600 is all yours. You ready to go?
Woo!
Let's do it. Number one, Joe Jonas has praised Taylor Swift, calling the re-recording and releasing of her first album genius. He says he'd like to do the same with his brothers and their first album. What are the three first names of the Jonas brothers?
Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
Number two, Kim Kardashian says the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will deal with her divorce from Kanye West. How many seasons total of Keeping Up with the Kardashians are there?
There are 20.
Number three, Timothy Chalamet has been cast to play Willy Wonka in an upcoming prequel movie that'll explain Willy Wonka's origins as the Candy King. What author wrote the original novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I don't know.
Number four, Jeff Bezos will be flying to space on the first crewed flight. The rocket is called the New Shepard. What is the name of Jeff Bezos' space company?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
And number five, Alec Baldwin was recently on a YouTube show called Talking Sopranos and said that he asked creator David Chase if he could be the person who would end Tony Soprano's life by the end of the series. What song was playing in the very last scene of The Sopranos?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I don't know. Not good.
Karen, that is not good. Let me bring Raven back in. All right. So Karen only got two right.
Not too good, Karen. $600 though. Let's see. You got a chance. Chipping a chair, as they say.
I don't know. Number one, Joe Jonas has praised Taylor Swift, calling the re-recording and releasing of her first album genius. He says that he'd like to do the same with his brothers and their first album.
Okay.
What are the three first names of the Jonas brothers?
Joe, Kevin, and Nick.
That's right.
Woo!
Number two, Kim Kardashian says the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will deal with her divorce from Kanye West. How many seasons total of Keeping Up with the Kardashians are there?
Well, I have no idea. There's a lot.
20.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Number three, Timothée Chalamet has been cast to play Willy Wonka in an upcoming prequel movie that'll explain Willy Wonka's origins as the Candy King.
Weird.
What author wrote the original novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Dahl.
Dahl is correct. Yep. Number four, Jeff Bezos will be flying to space on the first crewed flight. The rocket is called New Shepard. What is the name of Jeff Bezos' space company?
Blue Origins.
Yes.
Yeah. That rocket's only 70 feet tall. That's weird, huh?
Number five, I guess. I don't know how big rockets are.
SpaceX, like their rockets, they're like 200 feet tall.
It's scary. He's going with his brother. They're going next month.
Bro show, man. Yeah. Have a good time. This is his chance to beat Elon at something.
Number five, Alec Baldwin was recently on a YouTube show called Talking Sopranos and said that he asked the creator, David Chase, if he could be the person that would end Tony Soprano's life by the end of the series.
Oh, that would be awesome.
What song was playing in the very last scene of The Sopranos?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I'm sorry, Karen. He beat you 4-2 this morning. That does get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm Karen, and I cannot beat Raven.
Thank you for trying, Karen.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Thank you to Fabiana. She submitted one of the questions that I used today. And if you have an idea for a pop culture question, you can also do that at annonraven.com. Submit it there. Tomorrow morning's jackpot, $700.